something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, Four Important Virtues.
Hallelujah.
The gospel that we preach and that we preach around the world, the message that we bear, what He has given to us to give to the world, He's given us something more than religion. He's given us the message of life to give it to the peoples of the world, to the nations of the earth. 1987, I believe, God spoke to me. He said, take my divine presence to the peoples of the world. What do you mean, the divine presence? There is a divine presence. And that Holy Spirit that lives in us helps us to carry that presence, because we have become His living tabernacles. The Bible says you are the temple of the living God, the temple of the Holy Ghost. He has given us life. And the message is that we are partakers of the divine nature. We are born of God's Spirit, and that we have the life of God now. It's in us now. The Bible says now are we the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. We're partakers of His life now. We're not going to have His life. We have His life now. He that believeth hath eternal life. The believer has it now. It's not something you're going to get more of. You're not going to get any more life than you have now with Christ in you. He says, this is the mystery that has been hidden ages and generations past, but now is revealed to His saints. The mystery is Christ in you, the hope of glory. If He's in you now, the glory has come. The Apostle Peter tells us of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. The glory should follow the sufferings of Christ. He has suffered for us. The Bible tells us of His passion until the day in which He was taken up. After, through the Holy Ghost, He gave commands to the apostles whom He had chosen. The glory now is what we have. He has suffered, but He was raised in glory. And we are having now the resurrection life. It is the glorious life in Christ. And that's our message. The glory has come. You can live a life of glory now. He says, anybody who comes to me, who gives up houses or lands or anything in this life, He says, now in this life, he shall have a hundredfold of every one of those things with persecutions. John Austin said, supernatural power brings supernatural persecution. How true. Life has come. The glorious life has come. We can walk in the realms of glory now. It's ours now. It belongs to us now. That's the reason for believing in prosperity. I hear some people say, well, prosperity preachers are destroying things. We don't believe in what they're saying because they believe in prosperity. Listen, if Christ died for us and He was raised for us, what more but life from the dead belongs to us? And that's the glorious life. That life cannot be destroyed. That life cannot be defeated. That life cannot be poor. It's simply logical. It's evident. If the man died for us, we don't have to die again. If he was punished for my sins, I shouldn't be punished again. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Or we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That makes me free. He was delivered for our transgressions and raised for our justification. So now we are at peace with God. Being therefore justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So he tells us, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again by the yoke of bondage. The bondage of poverty, the bondage of sickness, the bondage of fear. That's why he called it a gospel. That's good news. How could it be good news if you're still sick? How could it be good news if you're left poor? How could it be good news if you're still in your sins? If you still have to struggle with your sins? The good news is, it's already done. You say, but I still feel it. Yeah, you're looking at the wrong thing. Look at what has been done for you. As we behold the glory of God in a mirror, we are metamorphosed. Glory to God. We are changed. We are transfigured. That's why we hold up the word before the people and say, look here. Look at you in this. You may be crippled in your physical body, but look at this mirror. See yourself and be what God shows you. That's our message. We're showing them the mirror of God. We're showing the sinner. Look, God's not looking at you like a sinner. Why? Because he died for you. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them, but giving to them the message of reconciliation. He doesn't look at them like sinners now. They're sinners that have been paid for. They don't have to suffer for their sins anymore. The whole world has been saved legally. And anybody who believes that message, that Jesus died for them to save them from their sins, Jesus died for them to make life available to them, anybody who believes shall be saved. What is that? Vital salvation. There is the legal salvation, and there is the vital salvation. You move from the legal salvation to vital salvation. You hear and believe. Life is yours now. And you know, the life that has been given to us is not an ordinary life. It is the God life. It is the very essence of divinity. It is what makes God God. It is the life in him that makes him what he is. That's what we have. For the Bible says in 1st Epistle of St. John chapter 4 verse 17, as he is, so are we in this world. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. What is faith? Faith is the evidence of unseen realities. They may not see you as an overcomer, but you know you are because you have the evidence of the Word of God. Hallelujah! The Spirit of God bearing you witness that you are an overcomer. You are born of God. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. That's the reason, you see, he says whatsoever, not whosoever. Meaning anything that hails from God, anything that proceeds from God, anything that originates from God is an overcomer. The word of God overcomes the world. Let that word come out of you. When you face any situation in life, if you face cancer, if you face disease, if you face death, if you face barrenness, if you face joblessness, release the word. It will overcome the world. It will destroy the cancer. It will destroy the disease. It will get you a job. It will get you a home. It will change your financial situation. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Get piloted on the word. Begin to fly on the word. Begin to move by the word. The word of God cannot be stopped. Remember, they buried him in the grave 3 days, but he came out of that grave. Hallelujah. You can't stop the word.
It'll go through any war. It'll destroy the doors. It'll go anywhere. No nation can stop it. Hallelujah. That's the message given to us. It is a message of life. Resurrection life. Of his own will begat he us. By the word of truth. That we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. We are born of the word of God. That makes us the word of God in flesh. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You are not an ordinary thing. You are the word of God in flesh. You have been spoken by God. You are alive by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are the manifestation of the word of God. Every step you take is the step of your Father God. Every step you take is the step of the word of God. You are the manifestation of the glory of God today. Hallelujah. Glory. Sit down for a moment. That's one reason it's important that you use the mirror of God every day. Look at you in the mirror. Look at you in the mirror. See yourself in God. The world paints a picture of gloom and doom, but Christ in you is the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Have you ever noticed sometimes it looks as though you're getting worse in your financial situation, but Christ in you is the hope of glory. It cannot get worse. You are born for the glorious life. It cannot get worse. You are moving forward. It cannot get worse. There is life in you. It cannot get worse. He's your pilot. He's your driver. He's taking you forward. Hallelujah. It cannot get worse. Not for you. Not for you. Hallelujah. Say, prosperity is mine. The victorious life is mine.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Jos, number 5, Kiana Road, off Yakubu Gowon Way, Jos. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. Wednesdays, lunch hour service, 12 noon and 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0916-150-9781 or 0806-886-7039 or send a mail to Radio Transmissions @level360.com.